Carrie Willis. She's with the Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital. She's a physical therapist. Carrie, how are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Very, very good. Well, there's going to be a pretty cool program coming up at Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital, and it's going to focus on osteoporosis and exercise. Before we dig in to that session that's coming up on Thursday, August 11th, tell us, what is osteoporosis?
Osteoporosis is a disease that affects the bone density in our bones. It makes them weaker and more susceptible to fractures.
And one of the ways to battle this is exercise.
Yes.
And is osteoporosis, who does that affect mostly?
It mainly affects women, but it does affect men as well.
All right. Is there a certain age?
Typically, it's our older ladies that have went through menopause that are highly susceptible.
How important is vitamin D in milk and dairy products?
Very important. Okay. That helps to protect the bones.
All right. See, I feel like Dr. Conley here, so we need to make sure that we're getting our vitamin D and our dairy products, and we have to exercise. That's key.
Yes.
All right. What kind of exercise?
Exercises that are done in standing that have some loading or some impact on our joints.
So weights, free weights, machines, some type of resistance?
Yep. Also walking, jogging with some individuals, jump rope, things like that.
All right. Well, the physical therapy staff from Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital is presenting a free educational session on how exercise plays a key role in treating osteoporosis. It's a one-hour class at 12:30, and that's coming on Thursday, August 11th. As a matter of fact, Carrie, I think we're going to talk with you again on Wednesday just to help you promote this. But this is a week from today at the Eaton Area Senior Center, located at 804 South Cochran. Now, what are folks going to learn in this hour?
Well, they're going to learn a little bit more about the background of osteoporosis, more in detail as to what it is, what some of the risk factors are, and some common myths that are out there, along with more detailed information on exercise and the best type of exercises to be doing.
According to the National Osteoporosis Foundation, 44 million Americans currently suffer from osteoporosis, and it's expected by 2020 that half of all Americans over the age of 50 will have this?
Yes.
Why is it such a problem?
A lack of exercise, lack of adequate nutrition, and then also, pretty common, as I mentioned before, are older ladies that have gone through menopause, lack of some of the hormones that help stimulate the bone. That plays a big role, too.
All right. Osteoporosis affects both men and women. Women are more susceptible, as you mentioned. The condition causes bones to weaken, increasing the risk of fractures, most commonly in the hip, spine, and wrist. This is a very serious it's a lot more serious than I had anticipated, and you're going to attack this on Thursday, August 11th at 12:30. If people want to sign up, what do they need to do?
Well, we ask that they give us a call here at 543-9575 just to pre-register. If they forget to do that, that's perfectly fine. We just have them come to the Eaton Area Senior Center, 12:30, next Thursday, the 11th.
All right, Carrie, I want you to put it in your calendar. We're going to talk to you a week from yesterday just so we can keep getting the word out and get the folks the help they need.
All right, great.